You know that famous 19th century Japanese woodblock print, The Great Wave, the one that depicts a towering, ominous blue ocean crest? You probably do. It's been adored, co-opted, and parodied by other artists and used in ad campaigns for everything from blue jeans to beer. The original is by the Japanese artist Katsushika Hokusai, and it's the star attraction in a new exhibition at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts. So what makes the image so powerful and so enduring? From Here and Now contributor WBUR, here's Andrea Shea.
In the MFA gallery, curator of Japanese prints Sarah Thompson says it's safe to say most people would instantly recognize the Great Wave. If you're not sure, just Google it.
It may even be on your telephone as an emoji, perhaps. It's one of them.
Thompson says Katsushika Hokusai's beautiful, terrifying image simply captures the imagination.
The huge, curling wave with the scary white crest coming up. It's on the left side of the picture. And then in the distance, looking small but still very distinct, is the triangular shape of Mount Fuji.
In the foreground, fishermen desperately row to escape the wave's wrath. Thompson says their drama pulls us in.
And so the question is that wave going to come down on top of them, or will they be able to shoot through it and get home safely?
The Great Wave is a nickname for what Hokusai called Under the Wave off Kanagawa. It was part of his 1830s landscape series, 36 Views of Mount Fuji. Thompson says the artist was inspired by a new vibrant pigment known as Prussian blue and jokes that Hokusai was a late bloomer because he created the woodblock prints when he was in his 70s.
He was already a famous artist, but this was what really just made him an absolute superstar in the world of Japanese art at the time.
Hokusai first gained his fame for his illustrations, paintings, and prints that captured the hedonistic urban lifestyle in Japan in the 1800s. Kabuki theater, the pursuit of sensual pleasure, and sex fueled a thriving pop culture, which had its own art form.
Ukiyo-e is the Japanese word for it. The art of the floating world, the ephemeral world of fads and fashions, was what it meant.
After Hokusai's death in 1849, and after the Treaty of 1853 opened commerce between Japan and the West, he became a sensation in Europe, too. His Great Wave even inspired French composer Claude Debussy to write his own ode to the sea's awesome power titled La Mer. Hokusai was Japan's first internationally known artist, but in his day, Thompson says his works were really affordable.
It's hard to estimate prices in modern terms, but it's thought that at this time the price of one color print was about the same as a large bowl of noodle soup.
So this was not sort of art that was put on a pedestal and put in a museum. This was art for sort of common folks, and I think that sort of speaks a lot to sort of modern audiences.
That's Miles Unger, a reviewer for The Economist magazine. About 230 prints, paintings, and illustrations fill the new MFA show, and he looks forward to delving more deeply into Hokusai's achievements through this singular collection.
Hokusai is one of these artists who, you know, sort of known for one work, I guess what they say in the popular music biz, a sort of one-hit wonder.
Jackie Elgar, head of the MFA's Asian Conservation Studio, says so many of us think we know Hokusai's hit because it's so ubiquitous, but we really don't.
Well, I think when you first look at it, you go, oh, that's the Great Wave, and it's crashing down. And if you really look at it carefully, it's the subtleties of the different blues, but also I think it's very animated. It's Hokusai's genius coming in. I mean, you don't have to know anything about art history to appreciate what's going on.
And Elgar says to experience the Great Wave's true power, people might want to forget about emojis on a smartphone.
They almost think that came first. It's like, no. It's the simplistic idea of what he was doing. You really have to see the original.
Elgar also says the original is smaller than most people think. It's only about 10 by 15 inches. The conservator hopes visitors come away from the exhibition understanding that Hokusai was much more than his Great Wave. He loved painting and illustrating waterfalls, beautiful courtesans, Buddhist monks, and creepy ghosts. Curator Sarah Thompson muses about what the eccentric Hokusai would make of his Great Wave's enduring popularity.
I think he'd get a huge kick out of it.
The 19th century artist might also get a kick out of the newly published book titled Hokusai's Wave, Biography of a Global Icon, and that some of the world's top museums have been proudly displaying their own versions of his classic print. Then there's the fact that so many 21st century people have great wave tattoos. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.
And you can see pictures of the iconic Great Wave at hereandnow.org.